Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? A tremendous Thursday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, and I am loving this message for you today, and I know you're going to love it as well. I just know it. I know it. Pastor Sam, Pastor Crowley, whatever you want to call me now. Let me share this story with you. If you saw the video I put on Facebook, then you already know a little bit about the story, but you don't know the rest of the story. And this message really is for those of you that are afraid to step out because you're going to be mocked and ridiculed and made fun of, and your friends are going to be like, hey, what's that thing you're doing? How's your thing? And you know the response, right? My thing's great. How's your thing? So last week, we were at Children's Hospital. I don't even know if I shared this on a podcast. Hey, if I did, it's going to be twice the fun for you today. Lucky you. So we're finishing up the appointment with our baby Susan. We're down there at Children's, and we're getting into the elevator, and a 50-something African-American gentleman gets into the elevator with his two kids. They're like 3-4 years old. Immediately, Susan starts laughing with his kids, and they're laughing it up. And we're closing the elevator. Now, mind you, we're on the second floor, and we're going down to the first floor. So it ain't that long of an elevator ride. And the door's about to close, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? Good. How you doing? Good. Talking to the guy. And he looks over at me, and he says this. Are you a pastor? And It's only us in the elevator. My wife's looking around. Like, he's talking about my husband? What are you talking about? I go, no, not yet. I'm not a pastor yet, I said. And I just went like, because my wife was now, she said, it's game on, man. Sam's head has exploded. That's all he's ever wanted to hear. Are you a pastor? Okay. Because I'm going to be preaching one day, someday soon. Not sure where. I'm not sure anybody would ever allow me to have the pulpit for fear of what may come out of my mouth. However, because I've been referred to as the Christian Howard Stern, I take that as a compliment. I don't know how many people said, man, you're like the Christian version of a Howard Stern. I was like, wow, thank you, I think. Now, truth be told, when I was in sales in Buffalo, New York in the 90s, Howard was on the AM station, and I listened to him every day. So, yeah, I'm very aware. Baba Booey. I'm very aware of Howard Stern. But anyway, I said back to the gentleman in the elevator at Children's Hospital last week, I said, I'm not a pastor yet. I go, why do you ask that question? And he said, because I could feel the spirit moving. Come on now. Even if your faith does not match my faith right now, you get that message, right? You receive that message. He said, I could feel the spirit moving in the elevator. I was like, hell yeah, you can. Oh, wait, hold, that's not Christian. I said, heck yeah, you can. Yeah, can I get an amen from the congregation? This is everything going through my mind, and we haven't even hit the first floor. We just left the second floor. It ain't that long of a ride. So the elevator goes ding, ding, and it opens up. And of course, I hold the door, being the man of the cloth I am, Pastor Sam. And I said, you have a great day. God bless you. He goes, God bless you, man. I was like, oh, wow. So my wife starts walking like, she's being chased by something or someone, which she actually was, and that someone was me. We get out to the parking garage, and I fire up, like any good marketer would, Christian marketer, by the way, like any good marketer would, I begin chasing her down with the video rolling on my phone. I said, hey, Ange, get back here. What'd that guy just say? She's pushing Susan in the stroller to the car in the parking garage. And she literally looked like Kim Kardashian being chased by TMZ cameras, okay? And I go, hey, what'd that guy just say? What'd he ask me? And my wife looked into the camera. She said, do I have to say it? I go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He asked if you were a pastor. Oh, to get it on video. So I posted it on my Facebook page. And I did it out of fun, like everything I do. It's just to have fun. Nobody has fun anymore. Everybody's had a humorectomy. Everybody's had a humorectomy. Everyone's so serious. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, politics. Oh, Hillary Clinton. Oh, I'm part of the resistance. Ah, you're all dead. You're all dead. You're dead at the age of 25. It's going to take 50 years to bury you. That's it. Most people are dead. You're not dead because you're listening to this show. You're one of the few people that are actually alive. But I put it out there to have fun, and everybody got it. Like, you know, some people were very nice. They're saying, Sam, you need to get out there and preach. We need that message, you to get out there and preach. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man. I received that message. Other people laughed it up, whooped it up. A couple thousand views, no big deal. And then, of course, you get a few people with their snarky comment. Hey, Pastor Sam. Hey, I saw this bumper sticker. Is that you? Jesus saves. Bring it on, man. Bring it on. Ain't no shame in my game. What about you? Listen to this podcast right now. What do you want to get out there that you know that you've got burning inside of you, but you're afraid to do it because you want to do what? And this is the title of the show, and it took me six damn minutes to get to the title of the show, but it's Flying Below the Radar. I got to pivot to a story that you're going to love, that I find depressing and inspiring at the same time. All right? Before I do that, are you ready for the Everyday Saturday Body? We launched. It's live. It's live. Go to everydayissaturdaybody.com and get on board, man. It's our private Facebook group. That's where the real magic is happening. Thomas Tadlock, my personal trainer, and I will be coaching you every day. We're going to be live streaming. We're going to be posting content in there every single day. All right? Every single day. So it's a $1 trial. Try it for $1. For 14 days. If you love it, great. Stay on board. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. And I'm not just saying it that way just to say it. Check it out. Go to everydayissaturdaybody.com. Take advantage of the $1 trial. And I'm telling you, man, the smoothie recipes are inside there. The exercises are inside of there. It's simple and it's going to be worth it. All right. Everydayissaturdaybody.com. So back in my sales days, in my former life, there was a gentleman I used to work with. And let's call him, I love making up these fake names when I give stories. Let's call him Skippy, okay? Which I call everybody Skippy when I make up these stories. But I just like the name Skippy because it kind of personifies people that play average in life. Now, if your name's Skip, Skippy, Skipper, or anything like that, and you're listening to this show, don't take it personally, all right? Just, I don't even know why, but that's just, I knew a guy named Skippy one time and he played small in life. So I call everybody Skippy that plays small in life. If your name's Skip and you play big in life, send me an email. So I'm Skip. I play big in life. So Skippy, I asked him one time, I said, hey, man, you used to be a great salesperson, which is always a great line to share. Hey, you used to be great. How you doing now? Because he's just so average. And this was kind of towards the end of my sales career before I went into management and all that stuff. And I wanted to know what made people average. If some people want to know, hey, I want to know what makes people great. Me? I want to know what makes people average because I can't imagine being average. You can call me anything, man. You can call me. And I say this all the time on my podcast. You've heard it before. You call me anything. Any name in the book, I don't even care. It doesn't affect me at all. You know what really gets me? You know what really gets if you want to really cut me deep? Call me average. Oh. If you call me average, man, I will. It's the worst thing because I don't want to ever be average. You can call me horrible, terrible, great, and amazing. Just don't call me average because that means I'm not doing anything to rattle the cages out there. I don't want to be average. So I said, hey, Skip, what's up? Hey, what makes you so average? Why don't you want to be great anymore, man? You used to be a great salesperson. And he says these words and the title of this podcast. I just want to fly below the radar. Fly below the radar. You want to be off the radar. You want to be off the company's radar. Why do you want to fly below the radar, Skippy? He said, because once you do something great, they're going to expect greatness from you all the time. I'm like, okay. And your point is? And then it hit me. That's what most people fear. Way more than failure. You could line everybody up who's never tried anything or tried something, and it's like, what scares you more, the fear of prosperity or the fear of failure? Hands down, it's the fear of prosperity. Now, they may not admit it because they don't want to feel, they won't be, you know, people look at them like, what, huh? No, I don't want to do great things because then great things will be expected of me over and over again and the spotlight will be shined upon me. Yeah, right. That's kind of how it works, man. That's what life's about. That's what it means to live. Nah, not for me. I don't want to do that. So I turn to Skippy. I go, Skippy, really? You don't want to be, you just want to be average? Really? Yeah, man. Because one time I won Sales Achievement Award. You know, they send you to Bahamas or the Phoenician or wherever, man. Where does your company send you guys for 3 or 5 days when you work 8 million hours in a row and they feed you those umbrella drinks for 3 days and then throw you back inside the, you know, the slaughterhouse, the corporate slaughterhouse? Hey, isn't that great? Hey, I want to recognize our Sales Achievement Club winners for this year. Congratulations. You're going for 3 nights to the Bahamas on a boondoggle. And that's because you have sacrificed your family. You're now completely out of shape. You're one more Monday morning meeting away from a heart attack. You've lost all your hair, and you've aged like a president. So to do thank you for giving literally your life to this company, we're going to put you up in the Bahamas, all expenses. Well, not all expenses. You know, we'll pay for the dinners down there and the flight to get you there and the hotel room. But most expenses paid trip to the Bahamas for 3 nights. Yeah, relax. Relax with the people you work with. Like, that's who you want a vacation with. The same slobs you see in the cubicles, the same people you want to spend that. You sit right next to you, belly up to you at the bar and at dinner and laying in those cabana things because you can't see enough of these people. We want to see. Oh, and your boss will be there too. So you can really let your hair down with your boss next to you. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Good to see him. Oh, we can pull up a cabana with you? Yeah, that's great, Mitch. That's great. Yeah, pull that old chair up next to me because you're the first person I'd want to sunbathe with in the Bahamas. Why don't you lather me up on the backside there, buddy, and let's share this cabana together and sunbathe for the next 8 hours because I don't see enough of you during the year. So Skippy doesn't want any of that because he did it once and then they expected him to do it again. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being great once in your life and then people actually expect you to be great again? It's the expectation that kills people. It's flying above the radar, being on anybody's radar. You want to be on somebody. Don't you want to be on your customers and your prospects' radar screen? Like if a prospect is looking for a motivational podcast and something to get their ass moving during the day, don't you think I'd want to be on their radar? No, I tried that once. I motivated a person one time. And then they expected me to motivate them again. And I just couldn't taste too much pressure. Oh, my God. It was too much. It's like I gave a speech one time to the Rotary Club, and they gave me a big ovation. I said, that's it. I don't want any of that again. Y'all keep that there. I can't do that. I can't be doing that over and over and over again. That's way too much pressure. Way too much. Skippy. Don't be Skippy. Okay? You don't want to fly below the radar. You want to leave at least some sort of a legacy. And you know what you really want to do? All joking aside, okay? Let's get serious because I can get serious for a minute or two throughout the day. Add value, man. You're not adding any value to anybody's life by being average. Flying below the radar is the epitome of being average. What are you afraid of? That you're going to have to do it again? Well, oh my God, we got to set the bar a little bit higher next month. Example, I did this on a live stream just now. I was talking about this. This is why I jumped right over to the podcast and recorded. So if you want to catch the video message of this, just go to the fan page Every Day is Saturday on Facebook, facebook.com/Every Day is Saturday. You catch the live stream replay of this message. And I was giving this example. Let's say a car dealership. They have salesperson of the month every month. They're like, hey, I want to recognize Lisa Smith. Lisa, congratulations. You were salesperson in the month of February. Woohoo, Lisa, 100 cars sold. That's probably a lot for a car dealership. 20 cars sold. Woohoo, way to go. And then Lisa's name gets put on the plaque, salesperson of the month. It's in the lobby, photo. She gets dinner with the boss or a free lunch or something like that. And then everything resets back March 1st to zero. Lisa's got no sales. Everybody else has no sales. What do you think Lisa can do? She has two choices. Do better than she did in February, or at least strive to do better than she did in February, because everybody starts at zero, or don't even come close, because now they're going to expect that every month. I had my moment in the sun. That's good. I'm good with it. I'm cool. But that's just, I can't only be doing that every, because they just expect more of me now. Come on, Lisa. Seriously, You're starting at zero. That's great, but you can do better than you did in February. You can have more amazing month. You can show everybody how it's done. Show them, Lisa, how you get and stay there every single month. That would be amazing if you don't. As Les Brown says, shoot for the stars, and even if you land on the moon, what's wrong with that? So many people, not even mentioned, don't shoot for the stars. They don't even get off the ground, man. Forget the stars. They can't even get, if everybody in the world, think of an oak tree, okay? You know how big they get? Hundreds of feet high. If oak trees had the same mindset as most people, they'd grow to be 10 feet tall. That's it. That's all they would ever grow to be, because they don't want to, they want to fly below the radar. Oak trees ain't flying below the radar. You shouldn't be flying below the radar. You don't want to be average, man. Good God. Don't be like most people who are dead at the age of 25 and it takes 50 years to bury them. Don't be that person. Don't let the fear of prosperity stand in the way of your greatness. Can Pastor Sam get an amen from the congregation? Heck yeah. Remember, every day is Saturday, body.com. I want to see you inside there. It's a $1 trial for you to get into the greatest shape. Even if you're in shape now, get ripped. I mean ripped. And if you never even went for a walk in your life, God love you. Head on over to our Facebook group. We'll get you walking. We'll get you walking, and you'll be back in that bikini in no time, looking like you're 21 years old again. All right? Men, that means you too. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.